They rode another eighth of a mile and pulled the skulls up onto a low bank. A kind soul had placed a picnic bench in the shade of the trees for the benefit of passing boaters. Austin shared his water bottle with Barrett. "Thanks," he said, after gulping down a couple of swallows. "I'm way out of shape." "Not from what I saw. I was flying right along when you caught up with me."
"I was on the rowing team at MIT. Rode practically every good day on the Charles River. It's been a long time," he said, smiling at the memory.
"What was your major at MIT?
"Quantum physics, specializing in computer logic."
"You wouldn't know it from the biker look."
Barrett laughed. "That's for sure. I was always a computer geek. I grew up in California where my parents were both university professors. I went to Caltech to study computer sciences, then on to MIT for my grad work. That's where I met Tris Margrave. We put our heads together and came up with the Bargrave software system. Made a zillion bucks on it. We were doing fine, enjoying ourselves, before Tris got involved with Lucifer."
"Lucifer? As in the devil?"
"Lucifer was an anarchist newspaper published in Kansas back in the 1800s. It's what they used to call matches years ago. It's also the name of a small group of neo-anarchists Tris has been involved with. They want to topple what they call the elites, the unelected people who control most of the world's wealth and power."
"Where do you fit in?"
"I'm part of Lucifer. That is, I was."
Austin eyed Barrett's head tattoo. "You don't strike me as a conventional person, Spider. But don't you and your partner control a considerable amount of the world's wealth?"
"Absolutely. That's why we're the ones to carry on the fight. Tris says men of wealth and education, those that had the most to lose, started the American Revolution. Guys like Hancock, Washington, and Jefferson were well off."
"What's Margrave's role in Lucifer?"
"Tris refers to himself as Lucifer's driving force. Anarchists don't like the idea of following a leader. It's a loosely organized group of 100 or so like-minded people affiliated with some of the more active neo-anarchist groups. A couple of dozen of the more violence-prone guys call themselves Lucifer's Legion. I was more involved in the technical than the political side of the project."
"What makes Margrave so driven?"
"Tris is brilliant and ruthless. He is guilty about the way his family made its fortune off of slavery and rum running. But I think he is driven mainly by an obsession with power. He got me into the Lucifer scheme."
"Which is?"
"We were going to mess up the elite's empire so they'd cave into our wishes and relinquish some of their power."
"That's a pretty tall order," Austin said.
"Tell me about it." "Our long-range plan is to cause massive communications and economic disruption around the world."
"How are you going to do that?"
"By using a set of scientific principles to temporarily foul up their communications and transportation systems and cause general economic chaos."
"The Kovacs theorems." Barrett stared at Austin as if he had just sprouted a second head.
"You've been doing your homework. What do you know about the theorems?"
"Not much. I know that Kovacs was a genius who came up with a way to use extra-low-frequency electromagnetic transmissions to disrupt the natural order of things. He was worried that in the wrong hands, his theorems could be used to alter weather, cause earthquakes, and other sorts of mischief. From what you've told me about your Lucifer pals, his fears seem to have been borne out."
Barrett winced at the mention of pals, but he nodded in agreement. "That's about right, as far as it goes."
"How far does it go?"
"We were trying to cause a polar reversal."
"A shifting of the North and South Poles?"
"The magnetic poles. We wanted to knock out communication satellites, mess up commerce, and throw a scare into the elites. Strictly low-end stuff."
Austin's jaw hardened.
"Since when are killer waves, ships swallowing whirlpools, and the loss of a cargo ship and crew considered low-end?" "You're right, of course. We didn't think of the consequences, only the means."
"What were the means?"